Previously on Podcrapular. When last seen, is this Andy?
Yay, it's me. What's going on? Word up.
You did not. My God, we've been gone for a while, but not that long.
Oh, yeah, it's been that. It has to have been. Well, what's going on? How are you doing? Where are you? Are you, you're still in, where are you? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm not the one who picked up and moved to a totally new time zone.
Yeah, but wasn't New Haven, Connecticut? Didn't something freaky happen there just the other day? Like a school shooting or something weird happened. I just kept hearing New Haven was on the news for some reason. Then I was gonna check and what happened? Something happened. Don't pretend it didn't. Something happened. Something big happened. You live there. It's not a big enough town where you don't know something happened.
We had something that was considered possibly tornado action. I didn't see it.
Oh. And so you didn't lose your home and move to Vegas?
No, that would be you.
Indeed it would. I'm in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada right now. Woohoo! Well, technically I'm in beautiful North Las Vegas, Nevada. Which really, you only get a woo for that, but that's where I am. That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's kind of good. How hot is it? Really, like hot outside?
We've had some weather. Yeah, it's been in the short time I have been here visiting my wife. I'm still not here technically as a permanent resident yet, but we've had about between 107 to 112 maybe. Like today is not too bad, although that we had like 18 raindrops today because we're technically in monsoon season out here. They actually have a monsoon season, and that means every once in a while we get barely enough rain to see hit your car, but some humidity, and then if it really does rain, then it could all just turn to hell. Apparently, they've had flooding here, periodically and that sort of thing. But for the most part, this is where we sometimes get humidity. Like today, there's a lot of people not walking around on the strip because they walked out and they're like, "Ooh, it's 100 degrees," and "Oh, it's like 25% humidity." Oh, that just won't do. So that's what we're getting out here in monsoon season.
Oh God, that's really very kind of amusing to me actually.
Yeah, well, I thought they were all joking when they said it's monsoon season in Las Vegas, and I'm like, it's Christmas in Jewtown, too, but it's, and then they said, no, really, it's monsoon season, and I had to look it up, and apparently monsoon season is horrible. There's flash floods, or the potential for flash floods any old time, and,
it's basically... What is it, that the ground is just so, baked that it can't absorb water and it just turns into puddles?
What it is, there really isn't much in the way of infrastructure with regard to, sewers and things like that. So you get huge... If it rains for an extended amount of time, since it's really just, desert and all that, you get huge runoffs that could just completely engulf an area. I mean, there's reports about a period of time like when the strip, there were sections of the strip, the Caesar's Palace was flooded out or something, things like that. But they've built into a lot of these areas, they call them washes, which are these big giant concrete ditches. Which I guess are where natural overflows of water have been over the years. So to try and corral this water next time something like that happens. It doesn't happen often, but the potential is always there. To do a little search on monsoon season in Las Vegas, and you'll be surprised the crap you find.
What I'm thinking here is that you just don't want to fuck around with saying, it's very rare, but and then just leave it alone because... Honestly, Andy, weather-wise, don't borrow trouble. you.
Well, yeah, I'm playing the odds and thinking I've already had my natural disaster. I won't have another one. However,
in all the places of the world, you know, wasn't it Bill Cosby who said of casinos, things can't get worse. Worse.
It could be. Could very well be. I suppose they could. I suppose I could have other disastrous things happen. I mean, you do get ridiculously high winds out here every so often. And those ridiculously high winds, aside from causing their own problems, they could blow down the pine tree that's in my front yard, because I'm of the opinion that the sprinkler system here is not functioning at all. And I'm trying desperately to... These plants... I'm obliged, since it's not technically my house yet, I'm obliged to try and keep the plants that are here alive, and I'm doing a miserable job at it because the sprinkler system does not work. I don't care what my landlady says. I love her. She's not my landlady. She's my friend, really. But it don't work. I have gone through it many times. I am an intelligent man. I can read and follow instructions. I had her husband even go through this. Unless if it's just going off at some time when I don't realize. They only go off for like 5 minutes once a week, so I may be missing that 5 minutes. All I know is last time I turned it on, just to even see if it was on, we busted a hose by the pine tree and started just shooting water everywhere except where it was supposed to go, and that's not right. So these plants are all dying, and I at least I'm one plant I know is dying because I watered it, and I watered it not realizing I'm not supposed to water it like you would any other plants. Sprinkle water, la la la. Well, no, you do that, and the plant dries out immediately because things evaporate, and the sun goes through there like little prisms and just burns the. So. I'm going to have the ugliest yard in all of the Las Vegas area, I'm sure.
No, you won't.
Well, I just hope I can keep the pine tree alive long enough so when the next wind comes, it doesn't blow and crush our goddamn house.
That would be kind of good, but you got a pine tree in your yard. You could go outside and decorate that thing at Christmas time.
It's too tall.
Nah, it's way too tall.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you want a pine tree in the middle of the desert for? Why don't you have like normal desert landscaping, like, you know, cactuses and rocks and maybe like a dried out cow skull.
If it gets to the point where April and I actually can buy this place, when I have enough money in equity, because they always say that's a good thing. I really don't know. I think buying a home is the dumbest thing a human being can do, but I'm going to go ahead and do it at some point. If we have enough to do a home equity loan, I'm going to take it out so I can replace every water-intensive plant on this property and replace it with cactuses and desert landscape things. Because first off, we are in the desert. So I have no problem. Prickly pear cactuses and things like that are very pretty. Secondly, if I forget to water it for a month, it's still going to live. Here, if I forget to water something for, I don't know, a week, it's going to turn to dust. And then I'm in, you know, it's just horrible.
The only thing saving my property from looking like just basically a bunch of sticks poked into the ground, which is what my pretend gardens were when I was a tiny kid, is the fact that we have a landscaper at our condo complex. Well, somebody actually comes in and replaces the plants and checks them for moisture and things.
I would love that. Because right now I have to pick a time when I can go out and I have some gorilla tape made with real gorilla.
Did you ever stick your gorilla tape to duct tape and see what happens?
I have not. I really should. I should check that out. But I have to use that. I'm going to use that and try and patch this leak in the soaker hose, in the exposed portion of the soaker hose that's surrounding our pine tree, because supposedly the sprinkler and timer is working. So if I can set this and then leave and it doesn't, you know, just start spraying. I have to, because April will not water because she's much like me. I mean, I have come out and tried to water. I've decided what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to come out at like 11 o'clock or midnight every night or every couple of nights with a lawn chair and a beer. And I'm going to water the things in front for the amount of time it takes for me to use a beer with a hose. And then I'll go into the backyard with the same lawn chair, new beer, and just go ahead and water those. And hopefully hopefully they'll live at least long enough so that, you know, while we're here. I just, this is just, it's driving me nuts. And if April were here, she would attest to this. I am just completely fraught with angst over these things because, you know, it's, like I said, it's not my house. So I'm kind of honor bound to take care of the things in this house. And if for some reason we can't buy this, they had a hard enough time getting somebody to even look at it, it's much less sell it because the market right now is so bad. If after a year they have nothing but brown, dead foliage in the front, I have a strange feeling it's going to be an even tougher sell. And I don't want to do that. They're being nice enough to, you know, they came to our rescue to help us with this. So, I don't know. But so far, I got to admit, I am enjoying it out here. I'm just here for about 2 weeks. I actually go back on the 25th or 26th back to Illinois to finish up my last round of contracts, including the Mount Horeb Mustard Festival. I'll be doing that.
Oh, you are doing that. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, that worked out nice.
Oh,
but
good.
So I've been out here a short amount of time trying to get things. I would have had a whole lot more marketing materials and things put in people's hands were not for the fact that my printer died and then I had to order it. It just, lots of things have just been mucking up the works. And of course, every day that I'm not doing something that actively gets me work is one more day where I realize I'm going to have myself a regular job type job and will probably just become a real person very soon. And that's kind of horrific. Although April has work now, so that alleviates some of the problem. But yeah, when I'm done in Illinois, I mean, I'm not just like, I'm really unemployed. I won't be just like entertainer unemployed is, well, I'm out of work in between gigs. No, I'm like genuinely soon as when the bank account runs dry, that's it. I got nothing. I'm begging for quarters on the side of the road unemployed. And that's not good.
No, that's kind of bad.
Especially since nobody's going to give me a quarter in Las Vegas. they use those for their own purposes.
It's like, well, yeah, I have a quarter, and it's like, why don't you wait here? I'm going to go into the casino and try to build this up. If I, you know, once I hit, I'll be right back. And then they come outside, dude, busted, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, yeah, things are good here. I mean, I really do enjoy. Oh, by the way, this is Pod Crapular. If you haven't been listening to us in since May 26th, 2007, we've been on a short break. We've been on a little hiatus. I believe all 18 listeners we have all gone on and found other podcasts.
Yes,
except I think Gordon still listens to us. I think he even listens to the old
What has he been listening to? Dead Air?
Possibly.
Poor Gordon. I love Gordon. blogthispal.blogspot.com.
And blogthispal.podomatic.com. He has his own podcast now.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, it's lovely. In fact, I saw Gordon. I have not seen Gordon in many, many years. I got to see him in Chicago just before I left here. So we had a few beers and chatted about things. And so he's doing well. But yeah, if people haven't been listening, it's because we haven't been podcasting. And apparently, you've had things going on in your life that have been making it difficult, if not unnecessary, to podcast. And I believe Josh, a permanent guest host and fixture of this show in when I'm not around, he is in the French Foreign Legion right now.
What
happened to Josh? Or did you basically just said you ain't podcasting because you have shit to do.
I had like so much like things going on that A, I was either actually getting paid for, or B, had to be taken care of, or I wasn't going to get paid, or C, involved like way too much work when I wasn't feeling like at the top of my game, or you know, all this stuff, and everybody's schedules were so up in the air. Yours especially, but Josh's too, because his hours were kind of changing back and forth at work, and when he's going to have to be, like, either talking, you know, taking care of the baby or not taking care of the baby and the baby. I mean, I like little kids, but if that was my baby, I'd put up with it. But because it's like an outside baby, I was like, you know, ready to go over there and start some shit with her. It's like, dude, He hasn't slept in a while. Would you just shut the fuck up and let him sleep?
Shut up. Yeah, kids,
I love Alyssa. Alyssa is a cute, sweet, adorable baby. But
with
you
one
know,
wrinkly
dude,
foot.
I knew Josh first, okay? Whose back am I going to get?
It's just not right, the problem. Yeah, don't even get
and
me
started. And then, of course, you know, he was getting all angsty over her first birthday. It's like, guys, she's not going to remember at all.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's more.
She's going to get cake all over her face. She's going to yell, scream, put her hands into a bunch of shit that where it doesn't belong, and play with the boxes.
That sounds right.
All that a birthday means to a kid that small.
Yep, you nailed it right on the old head there. That's true. But that's okay. It means something to the parents because it means this is the culmination of a year and 9 months we'll never get back. So we may as well celebrate by having cake, but we can't drink because there's a kid and we might get drunk and do some bad things. But in any event, if anyone is still listening, 206-350-3352, golfwidow@podomatic.com or podcrapular@gmail.com. That's how you find us. We're at golfwidow.podomatic.com. Golf Widow has a blog, golfwidow.net. I have a blog, andymartello.blogspot.com. We have a MySpace page, myspace.com/podcrapular. I have a website, andymartello.com. And shit, all of this is on our Podomatic page anyway. Why am I even repeating it? It's
yes,
golfwidow.podomatic.com.
If you were listening to us from iTunes, go to golfwidow.podomatic.com. You don't have to like listen to the podcast from here, but go down to the favorite links section and you can find all the stuff out about me, about Andy, about Josh, who is our foreign correspondent.
You even have my YouTube page up there. When did that happen? I'm looking at it right now.
I'm doing due diligence.
Look at that.
You know, not all of it. I keep, during the time period that we've been like kind of on downtime where you were kind of trying to shuffle things back and forth between Las Vegas and Chicago, and Josh was trying to shuffle things back and forth between two different shifts and a baby turning one who won't stop screaming, and I was trying to like not fall under the bed and just start crying and saying, leave me alone, go away, and don't come back for a year and a half. Between that time, I haven't like opened an email. I haven't checked the voicemails. I have done none of those things, and I actually hope that you have been.
I have periodically gone into our Gmail account, and apparently some other podcast wanted to do a podcast exchange with us, and I told them when we're back podcasting, we'll contact them. But I'm not going to contact them just yet because, sad as it is to say, this is going to be like possibly the only show we get to do for at least a few more weeks, because I still have to go back to the city, back to Illinois, and I can't use my sister-in-law's computer for this stuff. I can't. She has enough crap on her computer with her job and things like that. I can't be putting sound equipment in this, this, that, and the other, to be scheduling time to do this silliness. But and I know we've had plenty of hookers and prostitutes on MySpace want to be our friends. That's lovely.
You know what? We love the hookers. We love the hookers and the prostitutes and the girls with a whole lot of cleavage.
That's right.
Which, we are whores like that.
We have not been putting so many of them as our friends. I have actually turned away a handful of them, I'm sure. But I know there'll be more. That's the great thing.
Oddly, that is like the total opposite of what one would expect to happen. I'm saying bring on the cleavage. I'll totally make you my friend. And Andy's actually the one who's saying, no, I don't think you're really listening to the podcast. I don't think you can actually be our friend. And I'm like,
Well, here's
Dude,
what I'm
wait,
thinking.
What?
Here's what we're gonna do. Well, because part of me wants to have just people we know, but you know, there's tons of folks we don't really know. And I mean, I know that none of the comedians we've got on there actually listen to our show. You know, it's not like Jim Gaffigan has nothing else to do. He's like, oh, fuck, you know, I'm too busy making a gazillion dollars headlining every fucking where on earth. Oh, hey, you know what I'll do? I think I'll listen to Podcrapular today. He ain't doing that. It just ain't happening. So you know, I like I said many times over, I think MySpace absolutely sucks. But I am willing to go ahead and friend at least 25 hookers, and we'll make them our top friends on MySpace. We'll see what happens. See if we attract more people. I think that would be kind of cool. Because the folks we have as our top friends, we only have a few that actually listen to the show. and of them,
some of those
already
are probably like long gone. It's like, you know, I've been like waiting and waiting for a new show for so long, my hair has grown 5 inches.
Yeah. We have a few people. Well, we have one guy who just keeps creating new. He's created at least 3 or 4 different profiles and has left comments for us. And I think he's just trying to avoid his soon-to-be ex-wife finding him online. I think that's what's happening there. So I won't out him completely. But it's just this. I don't know. I'm sorry we had to go away. But we had to, you know, we just had to. That's all there is to it.
Have lives. You understand that we have lives too. We don't do this professionally. Nobody gives us any money to do this. Nobody gives us special equipment in studios or, you know, brings us coffee or anything like that.
Although
not that I'm bitter.
I would be, if it weren't for the fact that it costs us money, I would be interested in doing something on that alltalkradio.net. Did you listen to that? I was interviewed by one of the many shows on that station. I believe it's alltalkradio.net. Is that what it was?
Something like that. Yeah, I heard that interview, by the way, and I noticed that they had your mic turned down way down low, and I realized it was because you were so much funnier than they were.
Oh, stop. They're nice people. I was on the show.
They were very nice people, but they had your mic turned down so low. It's like, you know, we're doing this with crappy software over a Google Talk, and we sound better than y'all.
Well, they may be using the same crappy software. I'm not sure. I know that when they're in Las Vegas, because this alltalkradio.net, and the show I was on is called Growing Your Business, and it's basically a business talk show at growingyourbusiness.net. It's based out of Las Vegas, the All Talk Radio, so many of the programs are kind of Las Vegas-centric. And I know when you're in Las Vegas, you can actually, there are studios you can actually use out here. But I know when they called me, they were calling from North Carolina somewhere, I think Asheville, North Carolina. So they may be using equally as crappy equipment as we are. I listened to it, listened to the interview, and I didn't really notice that my sound was down that low. I just thought I sounded kind of low because I was calling on my cell phone, and the only time I could do the interview was like 8 in the morning Central Time, and I'm surprised I was funny and coherent at 8 in the morning, because I generally just can't do anything at that time. But I've checked out that All Talk Radio Network, and it looks like it's a pretty cool little deal. I wouldn't mind doing shows on there, but I believe it does cost us some money to actually do our show through their thing. What I might do is next time I talk to Fred and I believe it's Lena. I don't want to mispronounce her name. It's spelled Lyna. Actually, I don't want to mispronounce her last name because that's spelled Farkas. I don't want to miss. You only mispronounce a name like Lena Farkas once. You know that. You mispronounced that twice, and you know
the FCC comes after you.
That's absolutely right. But I'm looking forward to meeting them because they get out to Vegas quite a lot, and I'd like to learn more about it. Because I do think you and I have something to offer. I think you and I have done some compelling, if not entertaining, radio type shows, and we could certainly, you know, we could trim things up.
I think we might have jumped the shark just because we haven't had anything as good as the eggplants after the eggplants.
Oh, I mean, you're so wrong. No, come on. Did you not listen to some of the fantastic previous Leons I've made since that? We've had plenty of things as funny as the eggplants.
Those aren't we.
Yeah, no, we were talking, and if you weren't talking as part of it, there wouldn't be the funny for us to put into these intros. There's been some funny. Are you trying to tell me that the entire cornholing escapade wasn't fantastic?
Yeah, but
Come on, who
brought it to the table? Was it me? No, it was you.
Yes, but if I just threw it on out there and there was nobody on the other end, hey, have you ever, you know anything about cornholing? Yeah, so I need, you know, I need you to bounce that stuff back, don't I?
Yes, I suppose so.
Don't sell yourself short. You're short enough already.
Oh, thank you. Don't you sell yourself short either. Same reason.
Oh, believe me, I don't. In fact, I try an upsell, but no, nobody's buying. Unless, except you short girls, because from your angle, it looks bigger.
Yeah, but you have, you know, there used to be that joke, if you have dicky do, which is where your belly stick out farther than your dicky do. But the other day, a friend of mine and I were talking about a guy whose ego stick out farther than his dicky do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Well, and let's face it, ever since we brought it in, we've had nothing but good fun with real porn audio. Are you trying to tell me we haven't had good real porn audio?
We have had some really good real porn audio.
Some spectacular stuff. I sent you two. I actually have been culminating. I've been doing some homework. I found some porn. I've you know, even though in our absence, I still have to work very, very hard finding good quality real porn audio, just in case we ever do get back to the podcasting. So I went ahead and I found some for you. Did you want to play one right now?
I think we'll play one right now.
Now, you haven't listened to either of these, so whichever, you just let me know which one you're playing.
And cut.
For those who are completely unschooled in the podcrapular way of thinking.
Welcome. Hi, it's us.
It's funny, to the few people who did used to listen to us regularly, it's you know, it's just more of the same old crap. But to you, it's a brand new day. It's a whole new experience, and you're probably completely unaware of the fact that we do occasionally have to do we do some things here on this show. One of the things we do is we play a little segment called Real Porn Audio. And in Real Porn Audio, what we do is Golf Widow doesn't. She's puritanical. She never looks at porn. I, who do nothing but look at porn, I find porn online and find 10-second snippets of porn. The stuff you don't hear, because usually you're fast-forwarding to the money shot or something else. I find you the really good stuff, I think. I find the stuff that most people just miss. And that's what this is. So go ahead and play a little real porn audio.
A little disclaimer. Sometimes, you know, just because this doesn't have anything to do with the money shot and the moaning and the groaning or whatever, what we're looking for here is the comedy angle. And even though that this is not like necessarily the most sexy part, it's probably still rated R and very much not safe for work.
Well, yeah, it's porn, for God's sake. I don't know if you realize this, we are doing something involving porn.
I'm just warning anybody who might be listening to this on actual speakers.
Yeah, all right. Well, let her rip. Here's another installment of Real Porn Audio.
You know, it's a real pleasure having a real butt slut like you in my apartment. You don't understand?
No.
I like it when the girls don't understand, because I can say filthy shit.
You know, butt slut.
Well, and plus she was foreign, so she had no idea what, you know, she was a porn, foreign, oh, actually that could work, a porn
porn
girl.
She was a porn
star. That's right. So she did not know. She didn't understand a single word he was saying. She just knew that she was going to be taking it in the ass at some point, which I think is spectacular. But, you know, I like that. We have a little... Hey, we're having a... Hold on. Before we do more discussion, I'm having an issue with my... My keyboard no longer works.
Wait, what?
My keyboard isn't functioning.
Oh, dear.
How is that? Now, I understand... I did have a little issue. I spilled some water on my keyboard, but it's the desert. I managed to get it very quickly, but now nothing. And I have typed and written some things since then, but now I can't get anything to type. Is that strange?
Yeah, that is strange. Your connection's good?
My connection is wonderful.
No, no, not your internet connection. Your connection between the keyboard and the computer.
Oh, yes, that's still working, because, I mean, just with it, like just before we started podcasting, I was using it. Even though I had spilled a little water, it wasn't like I spilled, a full glass or anything. Is there a button that I may have pushed? I got to admit, I did clean out a lot of crap and stuff under this keyboard. I wonder if the crap that was under the keys is actually what has kept this keyboard from working. I just had to buy a new printer. I swear to God, if I have to buy a new keyboard as well, I'm going to fucking kill something.
Keyboards are cheap. Horrible. Don't even worry about that. That's what, $15?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't bought a keyboard. I've never bought one. All right. Well, anyway, so there's some real porn audio. And in fact, what the hell? It's been a long time. Let the bonus one rip. And people, the great thing about these real porn audios
is that they're plentiful. There's always more where these came from, because basically what winds up happening is that the director sets up the shot, they screw, and there's a whole lot of talking in between that has...
There's a whole world of porn that happens before and during and after the penetration. And you can usually, the great thing about these for me is that usually you can also kind of tell what happened or was happening or is happening just from the context. And I like that. It tells, in 10 seconds we tell a complete story. So go ahead, let this one rip.
It was nasty. Oh. What have you been eating? Obviously not pineapple.
Ah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yo, you know what that is? That is the sound of a woman who is with a smoker, and I'm not even going to tell you how come I know that.
Could very well be. Yes, I've always heard that being smokers, I've always been told that smoking does affect the flavor of something a man produces. But pineapple is supposed to make it taste better. Apparently that guy was not having any.
Strawberry too, and I'm not going to tell you how I know that.
I believe you once told me it was strawberry lemonade or strawberry raspberry lemonade or something like that.
Strawberry, anything I guess acidic will pretty much do it, but strawberry lemonade...
Red wine is supposed to help. But, of course, if you give a woman enough red wine, it's also supposed to help her, do what will extract the goo.
Well,
so it's good. It's kind of good on multiple levels.
When you stop and think about it, enough red wine, she ain't going to care what you taste like.
Nah, not at all. Oh, man. So once again, it tells a story. You know exactly what happened. And this is what people have been missing. That's why we've had almost, I think, three emails since May whenever, wondering if we're ever coming back.
Yeah, it's like nobody gives a fuck about me and Andy. They're just like, what have we been missing by fast-forwarding?
Yeah, what have we been missing? But now, this is driving me nuts, though, that my keyboard doesn't work. Did just a little bit of water completely disable my keyboard?
I suppose it could short it out. Electricity is a funny old thing, and you're not supposed to really mess around with it too much.
Oh, man. But I need this.
You know you need it. You needed a roof over your head, too. God did provide.
God, yeah. It was God who did it. That's
right. Well, God was also the one who took the old roof away, so let's not give him too much credit.
Exactly.
Assuming that you believe in God, we're not going to go there at all.
Oh, well, I'm just upset now. Now I have to buy, now I have to buy a new keyboard. I'm going to be sending you a file that has no name, basically, because I can't name it. I can't name it, I can't rename it. This is horrible. I'm not happy about this at all.
Well, that's...
Can you tell?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got a bigger problem there than what you think you've got.
Apparently.
What you've got is a great big screen.
Yeah, I know, I have a screen. Thankfully, I can still record.
And you've got a mouse. Your mouse works?
My mouse works? Oh, sure. Well, I didn't spill water on the mouse. I didn't think I spilled enough to make this a big deal. I mean, it was just on top of the keys and a little bit in the middle there, but I got it. I swabbed it out pretty good, and then I got rid of lots and lots of crap underneath
there. Well, see, the thing is that and I don't want to get too technical for you, but the pushing on the little letter things makes little like electrical connections with the doohickeys on the inside. And if there's water in those, maybe it's not making those connections anymore.
Well, holy crap. Thank God Walmart here is open 24 hours.
Doohickeys is, by the way, the technical term for that.
I believe it is. Well, Walmart will be open, right? It's Sunday here, so I'm not quite sure what is and isn't open, but I don't want to have to wait till tomorrow. That's going to really put there's so much shit I already haven't gotten done. Walmart will have a keyboard, right?
I could, yeah,
they would have to. I mean, I suppose I could probably just go to a resale shop tomorrow and just find. Keyboards can't be that hard to find, right?
I didn't want to say they were a dime a dozen, but they're not much more than that. Oh, I was going to say, hey, you could go online and find... Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry.
I can't.
Oops.
I mean, I... Yeah, shit. Man alive.
You're not going to be able to send me this file.
See, that's it. Water kills out here. It kills the plants in my yard. It kills my keyboard. God damn it.
We're never going to get this thing edited. By the time I actually get it online, Alyssa will be turning two.
Oh my God, yeah, that's right. I will not be able to send this to you now. Because I can't just type in anything.
Yeah, you can't save it.
This sucks balls, man.
You can copy the name off of something else using your mouse and paste it in and hope for the best.
I don't even... Ah, man. What a total... That sucks. This is no good. This is... I'm glad we were gone for so long. I don't want to come back, ever. We're done.
I'm starting to feel the same way. It's like, you know, is somebody, like, trying to really... tell us something? Are we supposed to be listening to the gods or fate or whatever at this point? Because basically what's happened here is that I've got the TV on and it's on mute, but it's on the History Channel, and all I'm seeing is this humongous monsoon-like blizzard with tons of like water and waves and this little ice age happening. And I've got a co-host who hasn't got a working keyboard, and I'm like, you know, somebody might really, literally be trying to tell me something up there.
Man, a lot. Well, thank goodness my mouse and my internet connection still works, because I could still go, I can watch porn. As long as I can still watch porn, I'm happy. But this is, God damn it. You know, I was hoping we might get a couple of these recorded, but now I know I have to run. I will need this today. I need to do more work, for God's sake. And I have to pick up my wife at work. Oh, well. So anyway, I guess I'll deal with it. This is what people, the few people who did listen to us on a regular basis, this is what they came to know us and love us for.
Our
real porn audio.
Complete lack of quality.
Yeah, absolutely, and barely enough knowledge of the technology we're using to get out the show.
Yeah, we're monkeys crap. With microphones is what we are.
Yes, we are. Oh, this is horrible. And I keep, you know, it's funny, I keep looking at the keyboard going, well, surely the escape key works. Surely. What am I going to escape from? Nothing. Scroll lock, that won't help me. Pause, what does the pause one do? Does the pause help? I wonder, what do you pause from when you're doing this kind of crap?
I have never used a pause button for anything other than, like, you know, programming breaks. You know, when you're like, with the black screen and things are, like, scrolling and you push the pause button and then you unpause it so that way it can continue scrolling. I've never used it in Windows. I don't know if it has any function within Windows. And anybody who's using a Mac is sitting there laughing at you, and I'm like, well, you know how much funnier it would be if you had a Mac and your keyboard stopped working? You can't just go out and buy a new keyboard if you spill a little water and it stops working. You got to buy a whole new computer.
That's true. Well, I'm kind of glad about that then. Man, I guess I should just disconnect this thing altogether, because it sure as shit ain't working, right?
I... cooked. I don't even know what to tell you. Maybe it needs to dry out. Man. Bring it outside. Put it over the clothesline.
Yeah, that's. I'll just throw it. You know, it's 100 degrees outside. I'll just throw it out in the street. It should be dry any day now. You know what? I honestly think taking out all the hair and weird shit that was under these keys, that's what killed it.
You know what? That's like. My husband has this T-shirt that I'm like, every time it winds up in the wash, I'm afraid to actually launder it because it right now seems to be held together by man's sweat and a couple of T-shirt molecules, and I'm afraid if I wash away just the right the actual bits of man's sweat that are holding it together, it's going to turn into T-shirt dust.
That could be. It could very well be. Oh, who's to say? Oh, man. Now I'm just... Now I'm really angry. It's like I just bought... You know, and here's the thing. I know, essentially, hooking up a keyboard is really not going to be any more than just me plugging in the keyboard, and it will probably work. That being said, I have a strange feeling it's just going to take me like an hour and a half more out of my life just getting all this shit to work again. Because really, this hooking up this printer yesterday shouldn't have taken all that time. And actually, getting the printer and the software and everything working worked out great. It was everything else that went to shit afterwards. I was sitting in behind this computer desperately trying to get work done. Waiting for the opportunity to get work done, because I ended up, everything was going wrong. I had to uninstall and reinstall. It all just went to shit at once. Like, I had to uninstall and reinstall virus software. It was just horrible. And then it all went, we're fine now. We're good. And I just know, I go ahead and I plug in a new keyboard, and it's going to say, yeah,
we were good, but you know, now you're gonna have to uninstall and reinstall all that stuff from yesterday, plus the printer.
Walmart sells these things, right? Because they're open.
I truly believe that they must.
Holy crap!
I would be willing to venture you could probably pick one up at Rite Aid or Walgreens or one of those other like drugstores that says, "In the land of perfect, spilling water on your keyboard is not a huge deal."
I guess, yeah. I hope so.
For everything there's MasterCard.
Yeah, I gotta. How awful. But at least I do. There's one good thing. Here's the stuff people don't know about Las Vegas. First off, they don't know that there are grocery stores and people living here. People just think that Las Vegas is the little section of the Strip or downtown, whichever the two.
You buy milk, bread, and eggs at the buffet. What?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do you mean you have to buy food? Don't you just go to the buffet? Yes, that's what we do. We just go to the buffet every day. But there are more Walmarts in the greater Las Vegas area than I have seen. And I used to work for circuses, and like Walmarts are where circus people stop when they're traveling. I have never seen so many Walmarts in my entire life. I mean, they're like little Starbucks out here. You know, there are more Walmarts than there are Starbucks.
Oh,
I'm sure.
So glad my friend Quinn is going to be out there. That's fmdn.blogspot.com. She's wonderful. I love her to pieces. You should go there, Andy.
Maybe I
will.
That's
F like Frank,
I can't.
M like Mary, D like David, N like Nancy. Why am I spelling this out for you? You can't type.
Yeah, you're going to be responsible for putting it up on our Podomatic page, is what I...
but anyway, Quinn lives in New York City right now, and she's, I guess, going to be spending some time in Vegas. But one of the things that she was telling me about living in New York City, which has, like, everything, and I was going to have her come visit me, and I was like, you know, really, you have everything there, like, right there in the city. I have nothing to offer you were you to come visit except my company. It's like, want to go to a great Chinese restaurant? Oh, duh, you've got Chinatown. You want to go out for pizza? You've got New York pizza. That kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, we realize something very fundamental. She lives in New York City. They don't have Walmart there.
No, they don't have... don't let them fool you. They don't really have that much of anything out there, but they think they have everything out there.
No, they really do. I mean, I was, like, shocked at how much great stuff they had there. But But I said, well, I guess you could come here and we could go to Walmart, which sounded really kind of cheesy and pathetic. But if you could have heard the squeals of joy coming from this woman, oh my God, I think I just peed a little. It was awesome.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, then they're going to have full-on bladder failure here, let me tell you. Holy cow, because they're everywhere you go. Well, and they have these Walmart, like, garden store, or like Walmart market. Like, it's a smaller, different type of Walmart that's more like an eclectic grocery store Walmart than their Super Walmart.
Yes, I've got basic Walmart. Yeah, Super Walmart's what we've got, like, right in my neighborhood. Very, very close to my home. I mean, I couldn't walk there, but it's not too far from here. And it's got a garden center and probably a tire shop and, you know, an eye doctor and all that great stuff in there. Probably a little petting zoo and a place for the penguins come out once a day and just kind of do the little I'm happy to be working for Walmart dance. Can I get you a cart?
It's all good. Yeah, there's plenty of Walmarts here, so I'm sure I will find one that has a keyboard. Although, like I said, if I were willing to wait until tomorrow, which I am not, I could easily go to like a, you know, any of the many resale shops and thrift stores out here, and go into the area where there's shitloads of computers and keyboards, and they probably would cost me nothing. But I'm not willing to do that. I'm just absolutely not. I need to do this right now, and they're just not open right now. And so, shit. This is just awful. Oh, my God. It's just so horrible. Well, in any event, let's see. Other things people don't know about Las Vegas. You can make a U-turn damn near anywhere you want. Almost anywhere you can do U-turns.
I'll tell you what. As soon as I go back and tell that to my husband, he's going to start going, oh, my God. I think I just peed a little.
He's going to pee himself. Oh, God. Oh, and if anybody who's lived in big cities like Chicago or New York or things like that, you are going to really appreciate this. With the exception of, like I guess, the old part of town, if there even is anymore. What's the best way of putting this? We have turn lanes everywhere. Like, you want to make a left-hand turn? There's a lane just for that.
And if you want to make a right-hand turn, you don't want to make a left turn, but the person in front of you does, you can go by him. He'll still be back there waiting to make his left turn, but he's not your problem. You've moved on.
Well,
I think I just peed a little.
Excellent. That's what we've been waiting for. That's what people have been waiting for all these weeks. We got to make Golf Widow pee.
Oh, it doesn't take much. I'm a walking bladder. You put enough beer in me, you're going to get it back.
Excellent. I like that.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty good about it. I'm not Fergie or anything. I do manage to make it to the bathroom. I just have to make a whole lot of trips there, and you are going to have to. When I say to you, you know, this is a nice drive and all, but we really need to find a rest area like now. I mean now.
Yeah, right now. Well, all I know is there are people, like, I've got friends in Chicago who, I haven't seen them in about 4 years, but I know they're still waiting. They're on Halsted waiting to make a left-hand turn. They just don't get let through. The traffic is just so ungodly. Well, here, left turn, right turn, plenty, you know, you can do, that's fantastic. That is well worth it. I ain't kidding. That is well goddamn worth it. Also, there's a lot of, I will admit, I'm enjoying it. I love the mountain landscape, and I'm not really, you know, everyone just keeps, you know, worrying that we're somehow not going to be able to handle the summer out here, and so far we're doing pretty well with it. It's really not that unbearable. I mean, some of the nice things, if it's 115 or 110 degrees outside, you can set the air conditioning in your house for 85 or 90 degrees, and it feels wonderful. You know, it's like we normally don't even have our air on in this house until it gets past 90 degrees internally, because then it's a little hot. But at like 85, 88 degrees, it's actually very comfortable out here because of the, you know, the whole no humidity thing.
The difference, yeah.
Yeah. And so if it's 110 degrees outside and you really are out there for whatever reason you feel like you have to be out there, you know, come on in when it's just come inside. If it's 15 degrees cooler, you're going to be a very happy guy. And that ain't so bad. But there's also, there's a huge amount of weird, like suddenly you can't, you know, you find yourself mysteriously in a right turn lane, right turn only lane, and you have no, there's no rhyme nor reason to how you got there. It's just you're there and you absolutely are stuck there. So that kind of sucks. That there's a lot of weird
now,
stuff
see,
like
in
that.
In Connecticut, people will go straight in a right turn only lane and just depend on the kindness of strangers to letting them back in. I guess yeah. Not so much in Vegas.
Well, the problem is there's, you know, we've discussed this before. There are a lot of people who live in Las Vegas who clearly shouldn't live in Las Vegas because they have a gambling problem, they have a whoring problem, or a drinking problem. And let me tell you, there's an awful lot of drunk drivers out here. And, you know, it's kind of funny watching some of the people driving around. You know, I'm going to have to go ahead and say it, that maybe the U-turn anywhere thing isn't to be convenient for the drivers. I think it's just more convenient for the police officers. It's like, oh, fuck it. We're going to have to pick them up. You know, it'll be easier to pick them up when they crash into the school bus. It really will be. So let them make the U-turn and let's move on, you know? Yeah, there are some real idiot drivers out here. And I haven't quite figured out if it's just that there are people from all parts of the country living here and there's just like this weird merging of people's driving abilities and skills, but there are some real idiot drivers out here. But, you know, I'll live with that. I can handle that. If that's not so bad. But there's wonderful, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff out here, and everything I've told everyone this must be like, this is a modern day version of living in the pioneer days, because everything here, you know, the town itself, even though yes, the area is quite old, at least 100 years old, a lot of the towns aren't, and a lot of the, I mean, certainly the growth and the building of things is not. So everything here is new. Everything. I mean, everywhere you go is a new corporate restaurant. Everywhere you go is a brand new mini mall, a new strip mall, a new this, a new that. And there's new houses.
So it's
and
like
apartment
not
buildings
historical
everywhere.
And colonial and everything. But on the other hand, you are totally assured that if you go into a hospital, you are getting state-of-the-art care. Because their equipment is just, it's still got the wrappers on.
Well, I don't know. I heard Nevada is like 49th in the country for best health care, but the building is beautiful. they may not hire doctors that are worth a crap, or I don't know how
hospital is Yale, and we've got a lovely fountain in the middle of Yale and everything, or stuff like that, and it's like, well, you guys wouldn't kind of have that unless it was like shooting dust or something.
Yeah. Well, all I know is everything here is new. And that's why I say it's like the pioneer days, because in the pioneer days, people showed up. They didn't have stuff. They had to build it. So even though when we look at the pictures of the old West, they all look like shit. Well, that's because it was in like the 1800s. And, you know, new back then didn't look all that new. It did to them. To us, yeah. Well, here, everything is new and people are still learning where things are. And
yeah, let's put up a log casino.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh man, and there's some good parts and bad parts. We have one of only like 12 or 13 in the country Quickie Marts. You know, for the Simpsons movie,
God.
There's like
color me jealous. I want to go to a Quickie Mart so bad.
Oh, we went to the one in Henderson and it was awesome.
Did you get donuts?
I gotta tell you. We just bought some Buzz Cola and some Krusty O's. We didn't. It was too hot for donuts that
but
day. I gotta be honest.
It
was just
you got Buzz Cola.
Oh, we bought one can of Buzz Cola and one box of Krusty O's. Because April, when I get around to taking some pictures and posting them on my blog or something, April has done a great job of unpacking everything and decorating. You would love, love, love our kitchen, not just because it's big and functional and wonderful, but because we have this big shelf above, you know, basically the where the cabinets end, there's a lot of room to display things. And she decided to take all of our bizarre food related nonsense. I mean, you know, she's got stuffed critters from Superdog, like a Maury and Flory stuffed hot dog. She's got cozy dogs from Springfield, Illinois, also once again stuffed hot dogs. We've got cans of Spam. We've got lots of you know, there's a Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Lots of kitchen kitsch, and you would just love looking at it. And the crusty O's are probably going to look very nice up there, and the, you know, stuff like that. That's the main reason we bought it.
I'm going to have to get you a big, humongous Magic 8 Ball fortune cookie, because I got one for my birthday, and it rocks, and you need one, too, for your shelf.
Oh, that sounds pretty sweet. Yeah. That does sound pretty sweet. I like that.
My friend Bren got that for me, and Bren just got back from Vegas herself, only she's a little different now from when she left. When she left, she was single.
I was worried you were going to say, when she left, she was a man.
No, you know how what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, what happened in Vegas is that she got married, and she's back from Vegas, and she's still married.
That happens sometimes, absolutely. Yeah. April and I got married in Vegas, and we're still married, so that's not so bad.
Superstar.
That whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas thing, there, the one problem with that is that, for, you know, when I was living in Illinois, I loved that phrase because that meant I only had herpes in Vegas. But now, oh my God, every day I have to live with this now. It's terrible. Yeah, I'm still funny.
Yeah.
But so check out the Quickie Marts. We went to the Ethel M Chocolate Factory, which is the fine chocolates version of M&M Mars, and fine wonderful chocolates. You could take a free tour, and next to it is this big beautiful cactus garden.
Melts in your pocket, not in your hands.
That's right. No, actually, when you buy chocolates there, they give you an ice pack that they put in the bag, so you can make sure your chocolates get home. They know you're in the desert. They plan for this stuff. People plan for these things. Just nobody told me not to water plants. Nobody told me not to sprinkle the tops of plants. Nobody told me I'm supposed to, like, water at the base. Nobody warned me of that. But for the most part, they plan for things here in Vegas like that. And you learn lots of things here in Vegas. And the cactus garden was awesome. I would tell anybody to come check that out. It's absolutely free, and you see quite a few acres of really, really cool, beautiful desert cactuses, like several different species of them, and it was really awesome. So April and I are still planning on doing many, many more fun, free, cheap things to do out here, because there are many, many fun, free, cheap things to do out here. So
that's awesome.
In any event, you know, that's about it. There's not a whole lot else going on. You're doing well. You're better. We're right. Like, we can, let's say I get home one of these days and get to stay here for an extended period of time. We could do a few podcasts, right?
I think we probably could.
We might be able to do a weekly podcast again, and maybe cultivate all those listeners and to get our MySpace page a hopping with people happy to listen and comment and play along.
Yes.
You know what? Like
I want to repeat the phone number because it's pretty important. Give us a call, please, by all means. It works like your voicemail. Now I can't remember our phone number. Look how long it's been since I've done this shit.
206-350-3352. I knew you'd remember. You would.
I haven't called it in ages. That's how sad that is. Our phone is sitting there with, like, spider webs on it, and y'all know I'm scared of spiders.
That's right. Oh yeah, and they've got the brown recluse out here. You don't want to be around the brown recluse.
That's
spider.
Okay. He's a recluse. He doesn't want to be around me.
This is true, but if he is around you, he's going to bite the ever-living shit out of you.
Scary. This is one of those things where, like, I got this friend, Brad, who was, like, making fun of me about it. He's like, why are you so afraid of spiders? It's like, well, intellectually, I know that leaving them alone does not mean that they will go someplace else and get bigger and start eating puppies and getting even bigger and stuff, but I still kind of believe that, so shut up.
So just shut up. That's right.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Boy, they do have some big, they got some big-ass cockroaches out here in Las Vegas, though. But you don't see them too often. But they are out, and there's like water beetles that come in, try and come into your garage and in your yards seeking water, looking for refuge. And I guess I don't know why they come here, because, well, maybe they see all the dead plants and go, dude, this guy knows nothing about watering. This is where we go.
Maybe but they're the reason that you haven't got any water for your plants.
Oh, I got water. I just, don't get me going. I have
please
it's all on my keyboard.
Please stop stressing. We're going to get you a new keyboard. We're going to figure out how come your plants are dying. We're going to get rid of the bugs. Well, y'all are going to get rid of the bugs. I'll just wait over here underneath the blankets.
No, we really bugs. The only bugs we've seen so far, there's only been once we had one that showed up mysteriously in the house. But for the most part, like in the garage. You see some in the garage, and I don't mind. You know, that doesn't bother me at all, because I know the garage is pretty much the only part of the house that isn't completely fully sealed, you know. I have to accept the fact that they can get in. So I spray, and we keep it down to a minimum, and the house is lovely. The cat loves it. We've got lots of room, and someday I'm going to actually finish unpacking the stuff in my office and make my office look nice, and then we'll get the guest room going, and, you know, it'll take shape. I just hope that we can still live here, you know, because until I get work, you know, I've had some nibbles. There's a chance I may be doing about 5 or 6 day run at a casino comedy club in Laughlin, Nevada, come October.
That's awesome.
That would be great. I'm still waiting to hear when they're planning on starting this stuff at the south rim of the Grand Canyon, and I've been meeting people. You know, I went to a party the other day for a bunch of Ringling Brothers clowns. Oh my God, there's a big contingency of people that, you know, there are probably just barely over 1,000 people who went to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College in total. So there aren't very many of us. Well, goddamn, I think every freaking one of them was at this party the other night, because a lot of them live in Las Vegas. So,
You know what, though? You know, it doesn't matter. It's an exclusive kind of a thing, obviously. Who cares what it does for your career? That had to have been a fun bunch of people to party with.
Well, they were, and it was great meeting a bunch of them. But, you know, the weird thing for me, and certainly for April, you know, she does not like clowns, but thankfully none of them were in makeup. But I have not been really associated with Ringling Brothers in at least 20 years, okay? And I haven't really been active in circuses for a good long time either. And as you know, I mean, I have entertainer friends, but really I don't spend a lot of time hanging out with too many performers. It was a little, I mean, it was even too much for me at one point. I mean, this is a lot of people who need attention and will demand it from you, because they're clowns. They're circus clowns,
you
know?
And you feel threatened by that, because usually you're the one who's holding court.
Well, the thing, not necessarily. I'm more than willing, especially in a party situation with a bunch of entertainers. I'm the entertainer that knows when the show's over. You know, I'm the guy, I'm happy to just be regular guy at a party. It's just when I'm at a party with nothing but regular people, they then expect me to be life of the party. But if I'm at a party with a bunch of other entertainers, I'm perfectly fine just talking a little shop, having a good time, and it gets crazy in there. And many of these are people who actually worked on the show, on Ringling Brothers together, and have years and years and years of history together and friendship and this. And I knew, the only other person I knew in that building was my wife. And so everybody we met, we were meeting different people, and some were really intense, and some, you know, it was amazing. But, you know, hey, if you got a party with clowns, you may as well party with them in Las Vegas. Where else can you have a party like that and people wouldn't flinch? People just expect to hear stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I really should have checked and see if Fred Nose was there. That's bozo@typepad.com. Probably not. Her mom's been sick, but she is the writer of Girl Clown, Mary Wise.
Is she a Ringling person?
I believe she is a graduate. She's a graduate of Clown College, or she ran away and joined the circus. I can't remember which.
Well,
but she's totally a clown. Yeah. In fact, she sent me in the mail. And how much can you love a woman like this? That you know, you get an envelope in the mail. And Jeff, in this case, my husband, said to me, "Who's this from?" And I was like, "Oh, it's from Mary. She's a clown." And later on, he says, "So what did the clown lady send you in the mail?" And he sits down, and his chair goes, "Frack!" Because what she put in that envelope for me to use was a whoopee cushion.
Of course. Well, what else are you going to use?
And I'm sitting there going, you know, that has got to be the most useful thing I received in the mail all week.
Very good. And Lord knows I've sent you plenty of useless things. So that's special.
So that was really special, especially because right before he sat down, he's like, "So what'd she send you?" Sits down, goes, and I'm like, "That?
Nice.
That was all I said, that."
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, hey, kiddo, we've been chatting away far too long here. We've hit our quota.
We've managed an hour's worth. Now let's see if we can put it together without having two actual working keyboards.
Well, you'll get I'm going to get a motherfucking keyboard before the evening gets too long. Because where you're at, it's like almost 9 o'clock. Right?
Yes, it is. And I'm going to have to put together some dinner and, like,
that's right,
get ready for work, you know, to get up and go to work tomorrow.
Look at us. Look at us bringing the time zones together.
Yep. And obviously I'm going to have to catch up on my sleep at some point because the dork that I am stayed up all night reading Harry Potter.
Oh, well, I don't want... let's not even
We're
talk
not
Harry Potter.
We're not going to talk about the book.
Yes, there will be no mention of the book. Don't worry, anybody. We are not going to spoil the ending for you because we all know Harry dies. It's no big deal. So go right on ahead and finish reading your book. And, Hermione's pregnant. There's no big deal. There's nothing else to talk about there. Nothing at all. Dumbledore comes back and he's gay. But they're all gay. They're British. So it's okay. It's all just fine.
Yes, let's alienate our friends across the pond. We don't think there's anything wrong with gay people.
No, just gay wizards.
Hey, it's not the wand, it's the wizard.
That's right, it's not the wand, it's the wizard. On that happy note, let's say goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. I promise one day we'll be back and we'll be doing this more frequently. We'll get back on a regular schedule as soon as life settles down. So I'm Andy Martello.
I'm Golf Widow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.